My son is watching inappropriate videos on YouTube. What should I do? You the parent, dude. So this is boundaries. This is essentially a parenting question, not so much a social media marketing question, though I do like these types of questions occasionally. As a parent, if I saw my son watching inappropriate videos, I would honestly have a talk with him. And it depends on, I'm saying that because the relationship between my son and I, we're pretty good. We're comfortable with saying things to each other. We're comfortable having like conversations. Like, we have a lot of rapport. We have a lot of trust. At least I like to think so, because he listens to what I, when we disapprove or when he, and albeit he also has his authority, and like his, we respect his requests on certain things too, like to not do things. And then there's now a mutual respect. Like, I, when I say this, like, there's a reason for it. When he asks for this, there's a reason for it, and we respect that. For example, if I'm making a video, I ask if he wants to be in the video. If he doesn't want to, then cool. So, and then with that, we have, like, again, we have that mutual respect that about certain things. So when it comes to that, it's, I would, again, this is purely hypothetical. I haven't been there yet, but I would have the conversation saying that, to ask him, like, kind of not so much reprimand him and say, yo, this is bad and all that shit, but it's more so to be curious, what about it is intriguing them? What is it? What's so funny? I don't know, because I'm thinking of inappropriate videos, meaning like a lot of cursing, a lot of inappropriate behavior. But maybe it's also seeing inappropriate things that children shouldn't be seeing yet. I'd come from a space of being curious as to why he's watching it, and then kind of figure out a way to angle it where he kind of figures it out on his own that it's not okay, it's not appropriate. I think his mom, Steph, does a fantastic job at doing that, kind of like having them figure out the answers. So, and then we'll kind of be honest about how you feel about it, because yes, your feelings are valid. So, and then like, I feel uncomfortable when you watch this. So I would appreciate if you stop. And then don't, this is just like what I'm trying to cobble up together from me being a parent myself. Again, it's your kid. My kid's different from yours. So, but this is how I'm approaching it with my own kid, because I know him. So try to get to know a little bit, share what we feel. Because I think the worst thing we could do is like immediately reprimand them. Like, why are you watching this? Blah, 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 blah. And then they don't feel heard. They don't feel like they have an input or a voice in what they're doing with their life or what they're doing with the iPad. Yes, you are the parent. You're the guide and everything, but they're also their own person. So it kind of makes sense to let them have an opportunity to share what's, like that, let them have a voice in their own thing. So hopefully that makes sense.
I'm Max. I'm one of the social media managers and the copywriter over at Vision Paradox. Define inappropriate on YouTube. I know some very adult stuff can make its way onto YouTube, even with, you know, age restrictions and stuff and all that, and we're not going to get into that. I don't know how old your son is. Inappropriate stuff has made its way onto YouTube Kids, so it's not like you can just lock his account and just have it be YouTube Kids. Sitting down and talking to your kid could be one step. Just maybe take a look at what he's actually watching, but maybe it's not as inappropriate as you think it is. And maybe ask some questions, like, do you even know what this means? Because it could be inappropriate to you. He may not even know it. That's inappropriate, and he could just be mimicking things that he sees on the internet that he doesn't know that much about. Just talk to them. At this point, just locking them out of things would just cause them to be a lot sneakier. Kids are smarter than you think. So just have a conversation. I don't know how old your son is, but if he's old enough to be watching inappropriate things on YouTube, he's old enough to have a conversation with you. I'm not a parent, but I do know my way around YouTube, and I might have an idea what you're talking about, like when it comes to the inappropriate videos. So I think conversation, and you're trying to see if he even knows what he's watching.
So. Hi, my name is Bernie, and I'm a social media manager for Vision Paradox. Number one, let's start with how the kid got access into the inappropriate video. Please make sure that you yourself are not checking those videos as well, because they could simply and quickly just turn on you and say you're watching those two. So what can you do? What can you do? It's been done. But what can you do, I would say, is to talk to your kid. Everything now is digital. And sometimes we tend to lose touch of those that matters most, which is talking. All you have to do is to talk. Explain why the kid shouldn't be watching those videos yet. Explain to them, don't rush things. There's a time for everything.